Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and welcome to Monday. Oh my stars, it's going to be a great week. Around Atlanta, it's rainy all day, but you know, honestly, sometimes you just need those. I bet there are some people who woke up this morning and you thought, I just didn't imagine that I would be where I'm at this stage in my life. Or you may have thought, I just would have thought things would have been differently at this age or this stage. Lily Tomlin, the famous comedian, once said, I always wished I could grow up to be somebody. Maybe I should have been a little more specific. Everybody wants to be somebody. But how do you know who that somebody is? That's a whole nother question, isn't it? And I've heard that question a lot in my counseling days where I've heard people say, Pastor Chuck, I just need to find out who I'm really supposed to be. I've discovered that this world has plenty of people that want to tell you what you should be in the life that you should have. It seems to me, based on the number of people who correct me or give me direction, that most people have this sense that, well, they need to know the plan for my life. And honestly, most folks want to sell you something to make it happen. I've discovered in this world that we live in that there are four unique things that seem to be overwhelming in our life. People always want to know what you look like, and they talk about it all the time. I'll never forget. I'd gone too long without a haircut, and one morning I just threw some gel in my hair out of the shower, and I just combed that bad boy back. I mean, sure enough, I look like a gangster. Well, a fat gangster, but a gangster nonetheless. Jenny and I went to eat lunch after church, and a lady stopped me, and she said, Pastor Chuck, you can never do that with your hair again, because none of us on the row could listen to a word you said. We couldn't stop talking about your hair and how bad it looked. Bless the Lord. People want to know what you look like. They always seem to ask, what is it that you do? Then they want to know, what do you own? And then they want to know, who do you know? Every time we buy into the world's value system of those four, it seems like our world gets overwhelmed with, well, I must have, I ought to, and how do I get people to like me so I can get what I need? It's kind of a tragic, overwhelming system if you think about it. It tends to be extraordinarily expensive as well. You know, Jesus offers an option to that cycle. Rather than basing our identity on possessions or performance or people, he calls us to enter into the mystery of the ages. Did you hear that word? Mystery of the ages. To experience the profound realization that our true identity is found in Christ and Christ alone, not in ourselves, and certainly not in the world. Paul wrote about that in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. He said, to them, the believers in Jesus he's speaking of, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of his mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know what the mystery of God is? That Christ loves you and comes to reside in you when you trust him, and he leaves you with his Spirit so that he can guide you and direct you in all of the ways he wants you to experience this life in abundance. If your life today is consumed with finding your identity in the things of this world, I promise you, right around the corner is freedom and peace, the world's two greatest commodities, waiting on you. Because you can discover who you are in Jesus and who he is in you, and you can find rest and peace, freedom and peace. They can be yours for the asking. Let this be your prayer if that's you today. God, show me the ways that I've bought into the world system of possessions and performance and people. And Lord, set me free from the demands of this world that are around me and lead me into the mystery and the peace and the rest that come through understanding who I am in you and the fact that you are in me. God, I recognize this is the mystery. It's so much easier to buy into the rules that the world gives me with a list of 1, 2, 3, but God, I'm weary and I'm tired, and I'm tired of the fake stuff. I want the real thing. Show me who I am in you. I want to be that person. My friend, to them, believers in Jesus, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. My friend, I'm grateful that you joined me on today's weekday podcast and trust that you have the greatest week you've ever had. Discover who you are in Him, and then find your hope, your mystery, your riches and glory in Christ and Christ alone. Don't forget, Good Friday will happen on that Friday night at 7 p.m. It'll be available with a special online service and live as well. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.